This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration defending the decision to hold back a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel over concerns Israel may use them in Rafah. More than 100,000 Palestinians have already fled the refugee city in Gaza. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
It's a massive amount of people that have been forced from the area where they were taking shelters. And a lot of this has been happening in the eastern part of Rafah, where Israel launched this new ground operation that there are reports today that are indicating that they have actually encircled the eastern part of Rafah, and that includes the Rafah crossing, one of the many and very critical crossings where aid has been getting into Gaza.
The hush money trial continues as prosecutors present their case accusing Donald Trump of falsifying business records and payments to Stormy Daniels to hide an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. And severe storms lingering in the southeast today following a volatile week of tornado outbreaks. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Power companies building a high-voltage power line linking Iowa and Wisconsin completed a land deal to build part of the line through a fish and wildlife refuge in Grant County. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the crossing, but a federal appeals court overturned a lower court ruling blocking the project earlier this week. Ballot drop boxes may reopen in Wisconsin this year. The state Supreme Court hears oral arguments Monday. Drop box opponents say they're vehicles for voter fraud. Brenna Godar is a voting expert with the University of Wisconsin Law School.
And we just haven't seen that borne out. There have been surveys and studies that drop boxes were not tampered with or interfered with in this way that would affect the election.
Godar speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The La Crosse City Council approved new district and ward boundaries last night to come into compliance with state law. Old wards were split when the state legislative maps were changed earlier this year, making the La Crosse boundaries illegal according to state statute. The City Council also approved 5 new buses for the MTU, approved a designation for part of the Cross Country Mississippi River Trail, and approved a number of other resolutions for zoning and licensing during last night's regular meeting. The National Weather Service offices in Wisconsin updated their drought monitors yesterday, showing that less than 8% of the state is now in drought. That's a drastic change from late last year, when over 80% of the state was in drought. Most of the state north of I-90 has had above-average precipitation this year. Drought still lingers, however, in the lower Wisconsin River Valley, where rainfall deficits are still 4 to 8 inches below normal over the last 6 months. Recent heavy rains did not factor into this week's monitor. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers blanked the Cardinals ace. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cards 7-1. St. Louis starter and Cy Young winner Sonny Gray giving up home runs to the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and third baseman Joey Ortiz, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, Sonny's arguing that last 9 starts, he's given up 2 runs or less, arguably a top-tier pitcher in the league, and I thought, you know, we had the best approach we've ever had against him. I've seen him pitch against us many times. We had a great approach. We really did.
The Brewers now have a 6-game winning streak against St. Louis, dating back to last season. NBA, the Bucks' Pat Beverly will serve a 4-game suspension next season for throwing a basketball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refusing to take questions from a female ESPN reporter. Did Doc Rivers confront Beverly?
Yeah, I did. I did right away, because that's not the Milwaukee way or the Bucks way. We're better than that. Pat feels awful about that, and he let the emotions get the better of him.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a quick system strikes early this evening, bringing showers and a few claps of thunder. It'll quickly push on out, clearing our skies. And the northern lights are expected to dance overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot.
You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kristi Noem. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is Friday, TGIF, Monday. I keep seeing the M when I say Monday. Friday, May 10th, 2024. On the board, as per usual, our outstanding engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, welcome in TGIF. Clearly, Todd needs a little rest and relaxation over the weekend.
Yeah, and maybe stay inside.
Yes, yes. I was a great night last night, as a matter of fact, was right down here on State Street, beautiful State Street, where our world headquarters are, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, for the lovely night market. It's kind of like the farmer's market, only slightly more business-oriented, and it's up and down State Street this time. And it was great, big crowds, and the rain held off. It kind of ended earlier in the afternoon. And a big shout-out to our program director, Catherine Lake, for organizing that and being there the entire from start to finish last night, manning the booth, personing the booth, I guess you might say, along with John and Gordy, our morning team here at WMDX in Madison, Sam Davison, the great producer and engineer for John and Gordy as well. And I believe Jorge, our marketing director, stopped by for a second, and Aaron Carreno stopped by as well, and a good time was had by all. So thanks to all the people that came out. I showed up kind of for the last hour, hour and a half, so that John and Gordy and Sam could go home and sleep, get ready for this morning. Met some great folks. It was fantastic. But being out in the air, the old pollen, I kind of lost ground on the allergy recovery. So I stood in the shower for a good half an hour this morning and just draining.
Yeah, you really got to rinse it all out.
Right? Now, they tell you after you've been outside the pollen to take a shower after you get home, but I was just too tired and I went to bed.
Oh, then you got to change your sheets.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Because I know I have that with cat allergies especially, where if I'm at a friend's house who has a cat and I'm like, I feel fine, you know, I took my allergy meds, I'm all good, and then I don't shower before going to bed,
not good.
It gets on my sheets, and it turns out when you when they clean their house before you come over, thank you Daniel McKinley, I really appreciate that, and then you're not around all the cat stuff that often, right. It's not too bad, but when it's in your bed and you're sleeping on it and your face is right up in there, yeah, it's not good.
Not good at all. So, So anyway, I'm going to try to stay inside a little bit this weekend, although it's supposed to be beautiful for most of Wisconsin for Mother's Day weekend. And if you're watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the old Twix, not Twitter, not X, but Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to say, I have my UW Wisconsin Badger shirt on, and Mr. Zommers has, what do you have on?
Oh, it's a Bear Paw Scout Camp shirt from back when I was in Boy Scouts. And on the back, there are, the year that this shirt is from was Scooby-Doo themed.
Oh,
but nice. Because it's Bear Paw Scout Camp, instead of a dog, there's a giant bear walking behind what is obviously supposed to be the gang, the mystery crew.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Yeah, absolutely. So it's graduation weekend here in Madison. And I'm happy that it's supposed to be lovely, like highs in the mid to upper 60s and mostly sunny tomorrow for the big activity, the big graduation at Camp Randall Stadium tomorrow. But there are smaller graduations going on all across campus all weekend. So to start, a big shout out to a young woman who is like a niece to me, Ashley Valle, who is graduating from UW Business School. And she has worked hard. She is an American citizen, grew up in El Salvador, and is now trilingual. She did a study abroad program in Italy. So she speaks Spanish, English, and Italian now. How about, wow. I have a hard time just English and fumble with Spanish, but that's about it. So big shout out to Ashley Valle and all those people who are graduating this weekend at UW Madison. I'm going to try to make it over. The business school is having a graduation at Alliant Energy Center after the show this afternoon. So I'm going to try to make it over there to see her walk across the stage. And a shout out to all graduates across the state, college, high school, and otherwise. I know there are several graduation types of activities this weekend. If you are in or thinking about coming to Madison this weekend, and you don't have to, I'll simply throw it out there. You may want to reconsider. I mean, we love to have you, but you may want to reconsider or just allow yourself an extra 24 hours. Maybe not quite that. Traffic is crazy right now. And I don't want to get into this, but the boondoggle that is the new mass transit bus system here in Madison and all the construction is, that's a whole other bottle of wine. But it is wreaking havoc right now with traffic in Madison. And add on to that, all the folks in town for graduation. Other parents are coming in to move their kids home and out of the dorms. Just allow a lot of extra time and pack your patience, as they say, if you're coming into Madison this weekend.
Maybe, if possible, follow the advice I gave Todd earlier. Just stay inside. Just stay home.
But I mean, we love to have you. It's supposed to be a lovely weekend. And then, of course, on Sunday, it's Mother's Day, and I know a lot of people are going to be out and about for that. So just if you're coming through Madison or any place where it's having graduations, just allow some extra time and realize people are just trying to get everywhere that you're trying to go as well and have a good time. So just be patient with people. That's my advice. But I hope graduations go well here at UW-Madison. Lots of people. It's a great time of year. I was down at the Union a couple nights ago, the Terrace, I should say, Memorial Union Terrace, and all kinds of graduates with their graduation caps and gowns, taking pictures at the Terrace, taking pictures next to Bucky Badger's statue down there. It's just very celebratory. And you look at all these great folks who have worked very, very hard to achieve this goal. And I admire them so much. And to see the parents and the family members and the friends to celebrate this achievement, it's a great thing. So it always kind of lifts my spirits. This, even though the traffic gets a little goofy, it's great to see all these people achieve their dreams. So congratulations to everyone who is graduating this weekend.
Although Andrew from Verona says, come to Verona instead. Grab a beer with me at Hop House.
Well, there you go. But yeah, probably not quite as busy down a little ways away there, one of the suburbs in Verona. It is going to be a big, busy show here today. A couple of great guests for you on a Friday. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten football champion for the Badgers, and also spent 3 years in the NFL, will be along. We're going to get back into the story we touched on yesterday with our friend Jay Matner, Matner on Air, who comes, of course, along before us every morning from 10 until 12. Make sure you listen to Jane and Greg on Matner on Air. We talked about this yesterday. Snoop Dogg. Yes, that's, well, there's only one Snoop Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg is going to be sponsoring one of the college football games this year. And I love every part of it. And we're going to hear from Snoop in his own words and then get Brady's take on that. Also, Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly has been suspended after throwing a ball at fans in Indiana and treatment of a media member. I saw the video on this and not a lot of respect for Pat Beverly. I mean, he loses his cool and just not good at all. So Brady is a former NFL player, former professional athlete. We'll ask him what he thinks about professional athletes and how hard it is. I mean, what kind of things do you hear when you're on the bench from people, that sort of thing? So we'll talk to Brady about that. And also following up on a story that Civic Media's own Jimmy Koska has been covering, Wisconsin The WIAA, Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Association, voted down allowing NIL name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school student athletes in Wisconsin. Ask Brady what he thinks of that, and also how long that ban or disallowment will last. I think at some point it will come. We'll ask Brady about that. And then coming up in hour number two at 1:30, our friend and ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Peter Rapine, will be in at 1:30 with a humorous look at the week in review. And this is fantastic because this is not made up stuff. It's not just fiction. These are real wacky things that real humans have done.
And it's always such a perfect way to end the week when we have him on.
Right?
It's just great to share, laugh, and relax a little bit.
Just relax and get into the weekend. So there you are. That's going to be a big show today. So Robert McFarland on the MDX line says, I'm having a toga party Saturday night in McFarland. Come join. Now, I'm not sure if that's an open invitation or what. I didn't know there were a lot of toga parties going on down there in McFarland.
I actually have a toga.
Do you realize that? For some reason, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, I have it because in high school, there was some project where one of the options was making a toga and then wearing it like historically correctly and giving a presentation. And I decided to do that because, my mom's got a sewing machine. I could figure it out. I figured it out. And I kept it because I figured, you know what? Will this ever come in handy? Maybe. It hasn't. But
Go to McFarland this weekend, apparently it will.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
All right, well, take your togas and go down to Robert's place in McFarland on Saturday night, apparently. Just look for people walking around in togas, I guess.
Tony is also not surprised that I have one.
See?
Tony on YouTube says, that checks out for Aaron.
Yep, I totally agree with that, Tony. By the way, shout out to Tony and the team there and Jade for putting together some nice graphics for our social media. So thank you to them as well. We appreciate it.
You'll have to take a look on Facebook and later in the day, Twix, and check it out for yourself.
Absolutely. Check it out. Good time to have you all. Thank you to you, Tony and Jade for their support as well. I want to start the show off on as far as content here a little bit. Yesterday was a great time because we celebrated National Nurses Week. Well, it's another national week indeed, and it is National Teacher Appreciation Week or National Educator Week. I guess I'll change it up just a little bit because, educators include not just teachers proper, but you have the teachers' aides and you have all kinds of people that might not be specifically teachers, but you have all kinds of people who are in education. So Teacher Appreciation Week, Education Week. So, invite you to call in with your favorite story or shout out, just like we did yesterday for nurses. If you have a favorite teacher or educator, or somebody that made a difference in your life, give us a call and give them a shout out. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. C-I-V-I-C. You can also download the Civic Media app and text us there. You can find it at your app store. Go to the app store and go to the search bar. Type in Civic, again, C-I-V-I-C, and it'll pop up, Civic Media. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download it today. So give us on this Teacher Appreciation Week, the last day thereof. If any, we get to things right at the end, if nothing else. But, important that we stop and pause and reflect, as one of my great teachers, Andy Spies, is fond of saying. Pause and reflect. We'll reflect more in Teacher Appreciation Week. Take your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show for a TGIF on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 20 past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF Friday version of the show. Glad to have you all along with us on a spectacular Friday across the state of Wisconsin, whether you're listening to us up there in beautiful Hayward on WBZH, the Buzz of the North, maybe CFW, the Tap, in beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, LCX in La Crosse, over in WGBW, Green Bay, or one of the many other fine Civic Media radio stations across the state of Wisconsin, or on the Civic Media app. We appreciate you taking us with you on your lunch hour. Right now we're talking about Teacher Appreciation Week, rounding out the week. And if you have a favorite teacher you'd like to give a shout-out to, a story, an anecdote, of an educator who made a difference in your life, give us a call. We'd love to hear about it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about Teacher Appreciation Week. We go to Kurt listening on WMDX here in Madison. Kurt, always appreciate your listenership. What say you about Teacher Appreciation Week?
Yeah, I had a sixth grade teacher who got me into photography, which resulted in, you know, capturing a few awards by the time I was a sophomore in high school. And the one of the things that made him very valuable is with any kid who's, you know, growing up at that age, frustrated, trying to understand things, he lived close to where I live, so I always used him to vent out my frustrations, and he was always patient and would just simply listen to me. And that was super, super valuable. And if I may, I just wanted to share just a quick short story about him. He passed away from leukemia, sadly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He was really into Corvettes, and he'd always attend Road America races, especially with the Corvette day. And he knew someone out there, so we went out there and went on the track. We were all by ourselves, and he pulls into the pits. And I'm getting out of the car, and those Corvette models way back in the 70s, the doors were very long. And so I get out, and I slam the door, and it just, bam! And he just looks at me, and he said, "Are you sure it's closed?" So I took it literally, and I opened it up, and I even closed it harder the second time. And he just shook his head, just thought, "Oh, I deserve that." But he was a fantastic teacher.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt, for taking time to share that, because I think it demonstrates the impact that really good educators can have. Right, it's lifelong. It's not just that classroom. They're people that we remember our entire lives, right?
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks much.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Thank you for taking the time to call in. We'd love to hear your remembrances of a favorite teacher and impact that an educator has had on your life during this National Teacher Appreciation Week. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. I mean, I think back, you know, growing up in Richland Center, so many great teachers. I mean, going to public schools there in Richland Center, my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Kennedy, was fantastic, and she sadly passed away while I was in grade school of a car accident, of injuries thereof. But even a kindergarten teacher, right? I mean, there was a lot of just the tone that set of making school fun, of having an educator that I liked to go to school and see. She was really fantastic, and I you know, thank her posthumously for all of her things, all the things that she taught me, even, you know, as a kindergarten teacher. Then moving forward, I mean, I had guys like, you know, Bob Nugent was a great teacher, and Otis Scott, who is now passed away as well, in grade school. And then in middle school, I quote him all the time on this show, Ken Lewis, my social studies teacher from middle school, made a huge impact on my life. And then in high school, you had history teachers like Ken Thede in Richland Center. And in college, you know, Dr. Jerry Bauer and Gene Burkett, you know, all these folks and continue to I remember, obviously, Andy Spies, I quote, you know, on this show a lot. And others I'm sure I'm forgetting or not mentioning there. My band teacher in high school, Lauren Jensen, was fantastic. But the point is that, just like the caller was saying there, that a really good teacher does more than just teach you at that moment. They give you things that you'll remember all throughout your entire life. And, you know, they go, Jack O'Neill at UW-Platteville, my communications professor down there. He's the guy, when I say, you know, it all comes down to that, the dollar sign. That's what I'm talking about, you know, educators. Of course, my old mother was a kindergarten teacher for 25 plus years or so at Richland Center. My sister teaches American Sign Language in Eau Claire. My brother-in-law teaches tech ed in Eau Claire. My maternal grandmother was the first woman dean at UW Richland and had a long storied career in education. So my dad taught math in high school, middle school, and coached as well. So, you know, really my stepmother Mary was a teacher as well, and in the grade school era. So I come from a long, I think somebody said the other day that they're the only person not going into nursing yesterday. Well, I'm the only person that didn't go into education. But these are people who are most normally underpaid. They are overworked. They're going in the weekends and making lesson plans. They're attending meetings after school to take care of their students. You know, you hear this line about, oh, you know, teachers get, you know, all summer off. Well, actually, they don't, because many are going to continuing education classes. And when you add it up all the time they're working on the weekends, you know, these summers are not so big, just, you know, long time off that they're not doing anything. And I hope that people, as we go to the polls that this November, that you vote for candidates who are willing to support public education. And I think of WEAC, and I think of the late, great Morris Andrews, who dedicated his entire life to public education. I think of the Wisconsin Public Education Network that we have on this show, and I know Pat Crantlow has an Up North News Radio as well. These are organizations and folks who are advancing higher education. Quickly off the text line, WRCE in Richland Center, Frida Nee from Richland Center, who taught English in middle school. She was once described as a dynamite, comes in small packages. She was a great teacher. There you go, WRCE in Richland Center, Frida Nee, a shout out to her. Also, Jeff from Shorewood, WAUK, says, Mrs. Garvey, wife of then Attorney General Ed Garvey, an overall great teacher, but I'll never forget asking, can I go to the bathroom? She responded, I don't know, can you?
I feel like everyone has those stories with teachers. Like, I remember.
That's great.
I think I was in like sixth grade and I asked that. And I just remember how red my face felt. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm an idiot.
But see, these are the things that stick with you for life. You know, these are the great sayings, the great things that teachers, they get in our head. And you know, you'll remember all your life. So. There. Shout out to teachers. We appreciate those texts and the call as well. And if you have a teacher that's still around your community and you see him on the street, just stop and just say, another person I forgot to mention was Richard Newman. Rich Newman was a great teacher in high school and became a friend after high school as well. So, you know, also at the college level, James Agard, my music teacher there. I could just go on and on. All these really, really great teachers. We will come back and talk with a great educator of life. He is Brady Ewing. Come back with talk a little sports, a little bit of life. Don't go anywhere. A good time will be had by all, as my former teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. Two reports are coming out today from the National Agricultural Statistics Service. These are the first estimates on planted acreage this year and estimates on global production. The numbers could influence commodity prices this afternoon. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. First, we're hearing from another USDA agency about the dairy trade. Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator Daniel Whitley says they're talking to China about buying more U.S. cheese.
We got a lot happening in the dairy sector. We've been having some discussions with China. We're doing some fact-finding work there coming up real soon. We're hearing about the opportunities for ingredients, particularly on the cheese side, things like pizza cheese. Folks in China seem very, very interested to sort of increase their consumption and their purchase of those commodities. And I think, you know, American dairy's industry is going to take advantage of that.
Administrator Daniel Whitley leads the Foreign Agricultural Service within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And speaking of USDA, let's see what role the latest crop production estimates have on today's midday markets. Stick around.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Take today's numbers with a grain of salt as the market responds to the latest World Agricultural Production Report and the first crop production estimates of the year. Overall, grain markets are showing strength. Cash corn is up 4¾ cents at 461¼. December new crop corn is up 4¼ cents at 484¼. Cash soybeans are trading up 2½ cents at 1211 a bushel. November new crop beans are down a penny and three quarters at 1198¾. The USDA is forecasting that winter wheat production will be 2% higher than last year. The July new crop wheat contract is trading up 10½ cents at 648 a bushel. From Chicago, the June Class 3 milk contract is trading up 2 cents at 2038 a hundredweight. July milk is down 6 cents at 1989. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a quick system strikes early this evening, bringing showers and a few claps of thunder. It'll quickly push on out, clearing our skies. And the northern lights are expected to dance overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a TGI version, 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us on this beautiful Friday across Wisconsin. If you were listening to some of the stations, you heard the advertisement there, the ad by Gordy at Kepke's greenhouse in Oregon. Let me tell you, bought mom's flowers there last year for a flower bed. Fantastic. We appreciate Gordy's sponsorship here at Civic Media. So if you're in South Central Wisconsin, you want to take a little drive this weekend, Kepke's greenhouse in Oregon, look it up. Gordy and all the people there will take great care of you. So shout out to Gordy Kepke and Kepke's greenhouse in beautiful Oregon, Wisconsin, by the way. Before we get into, well, let's just bring him on, by the way, because we want every minute we can with our friend Brady Ewing. He is a three-time Big Ten football champion for the Wisconsin Badgers and 3 years in the league, better known as the National Football League, the NFL, played for Atlanta and Jacksonville. He's kind enough to join us to talk sports and life every other week or so. Brady joining us live back in the old hometown in Richland Center. Brady, how the heck are you on a beautiful Friday?
Doing awesome. Yeah, doing great. Got my turkey under my belt here earlier this.
Oh my gosh!
Last time we talked, so we can.
Oh
we can
my gosh!
On that, but kids have found a little few morel mushrooms, and work's going good. Youth sports stuff's going good, so all is well, man.
All is well. Back in the old RC. Oh, we're gonna get turkey hunting in a minute. I want to just finish up quickly. Last segment. We are talking about National Teacher Appreciation Week and talking about some of the great teachers in our lives and also inviting listeners to do the same. Linda from Middleton, listening on WMDX, says, my daughter teaches junior high STEM classes. Bless you, Valerie Joy. So a shout out to Valerie Joy there in the Middleton School District for being a great teacher. Also, someone from WAUK, Tom from West Dallas, I believe, saying it amazes me that people complain about teachers being quote-unquote off for the summer, yet our legislators can take months and months to get paid a lot more and show nothing for it. I think that's a really good point as well. So shout-out to all the teachers. And Brady, I was going through some of my teachers at Richland Center over the years, and I knew once I started listing people off, I missed somebody. And Jane Kintz, one of my great elementary art teachers, she's super groovy. And also Therese Sheckel, one of my English teachers at RCH. Was Miss Sheckel still teaching when you went through the old RCHS, Brady?
She was, yep. I had the chance to have Miss Sheckel for one of my English or literature type classes.
Yeah. She was fantastic. I really enjoyed her.
Miss Kintz and the art at the grade school, too. I think groovy was like the perfect word to describe her.
Right? And she's still groovy.
The vibes she brought. Absolutely.
She runs a great Airbnb now. So, yeah.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. You'd stop out there sometime. It's when I used to bring foreign exchange students for a program to Wisconsin, we would occasionally stay at her Airbnb, and they constantly would tell us that was the best place we stayed. It's great, yeah.
Cool, I'll have to check that out. But yeah, I think to your point, there's so many amazing teachers that have such an impact on young folks' lives. Mm-hmm. And that's cool to have a week like this, to be able to talk about it, to be able to bring recognition to it, and honor those that have helped us in our journeys. Pretty cool.
Is there anybody that comes either grade school through college, somebody that one or two folks that pop in your mind that just had impact on maybe not just only your education, but on life?
Yeah. One that jumps out to me, you know, a lot of the ones that were near and dear to me had some overlap in sports too. Mm-hmm. So many of them, but one that jumps into mind is Bob Rosencrantz. Just, you know, he was a groovy guy as well, but he always wanted to get us outside, always wanted to do applicable things, to teach different concepts and different principles. So I always enjoyed that. I was kind of a hands-on learner and always liked getting outside, exploring nature and doing some things like that. So he's one that jumped to mind, but there's many, many others
right
that could talk about all day.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, a shout out to all educators, all teachers on this National Teacher Appreciation Week. We'll keep it in the public school system, Brady. And a story that our own Jimmy Cuska from Civic Media has been following. And you and I have talked about this a little bit. I wanted to follow up and kind of put a button on it, at least for now, in your opinion. Here a couple weeks ago, members of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, better known as the WIAA, voted to reject name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school athletes. The amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed 219 to 170. Now, schools were informed ahead of the vote that 31 other states have already approved NIL opportunities for high school students. And but what are the statute changes that really drew concern from some administrators ahead of the vote is a wide interpretation of a rule that would ban compensation from people associated with a school for the purpose of recruiting. The rule limits a number of people from compensating student athletes, from alumni, staff, coaches, and booster clubs, to anyone who is employed by a company or organization that has donated money, supplies, or equipment to the school. Another item, according to our Jimmy Cuska, highlighted by one administrator as too vague, was a requirement that compensation, quote, is commensurate with market value, unquote. Brady, what's your take on this? It was kind of sort of close, I guess, 219 to 170. But what's your take on the vote to disallow NIL for now? And do you think it's going to come back?
I most definitely think it will come back, especially I didn't know the stat that there was, 31 states that had already taken up some form of that. I didn't know that. That's actually kind of mind-blowing to me already, how quick that's kind of trickled down. But so I think no doubt it's going to come back. I'm a fan. I think even at the college level, things have gone too far and they need to rein things back in. So to have that trickle down to the high school level, albeit sounds like they may have some guardrails in place to try to limit college involvement and the recruiting aspect that could really start to come into it. I like the limitations for now as we try to set guardrails more appropriately at the college level.
Yeah,
is kind of my thought. I like kids and student athletes being able to get paid for their name, image, likeness, especially at the college level. I think that's needed. It just needs to have a little bit more structure to it.
Well, I can't remember whether we've talked since Greg Gard's most recent comments on NIL. It was before one of the banquets that he kind of held a gaggle, as we say, the press, where press just kind of gather around while someone stands there and talks. And he was super, I mean, just transparent. I mean, this is paraphrasing a little bit because I don't want to attribute the quote and get a word wrong. But essentially, Greg Gard said, look, this is a business. He just came out and said it. And he said, it all comes down to how much NIL money you have. And he talked about the fact that he just can't get emotionally attached to these guys or any player anymore because they might not be here more than a season. And the term that he used was Wild West. We're in the Wild West. And kind of to your point, Brady Ewing, that I think he's insinuating we need to have more guardrails, more uniformity in this NIL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I enjoy that a lot of the coaches are starting to speak out about what they're dealing with in the recruiting scene, from finding new players year after year. You're not necessarily recruiting somebody for 4 to 5 years now. It's literally a year-to-year contract, it seems like, in some ways.
Yeah.
If somebody performs well and they're going to get paid more, have the chance to have more publicity somewhere else, they're going to jump ship and do that. So that loyalty factor is gone. And I feel like that's what separated Wisconsin historically was, okay, we're going to bring in kids that fit the program, develop them, and we're going to have that loyalty and they're going to contribute to a great team that has year over year success those last 2 to 3 years. And there's always going to be some outliers to that of people that contribute earlier, but that philosophy has kind of been flipped on its head now with the name, image, likeness stuff. And, happy for the student athletes to be able to take advantage of some of that with the shelf life that you have as an athlete. It's relatively short. But as a fan, as a, program supporter of Wisconsin, it's just, totally changing how you support that team and the faces you see year after year and just what that looks like. And I feel for the coaches too and the recruiting staff. I mean, that undertaking year after year is going to, it's already a tough occupation. I feel like it's going to burn those coaches out even quicker.
I totally agree. We're talking to Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten football champion for the Wisconsin Badgers, spent 3 years in the NFL. Before we move on, Brady, one more point kind of on this tangentially. Wisconsin Badger football wrapped up their spring practices here this last week. In my opinion, it doesn't mount to a hill of beans anymore. I mean, when you were playing, I think you still had the Cardinal and White game, right? And people would actually be able to come and watch you guys scrimmage, and it was kind of a, hey, how is the team going to be this fall? But maybe it's because, and I mean, they don't do that anymore. And maybe it's because of NIL, because to Greg Gard's point, you don't really have a locked in team to start with until classes start in the fall. So, I mean, any of these guys that are practicing right now, you don't know if they're going to be here or not in the fall.
I 100% agree with that. It's such a fluid atmosphere right now in college athletics that you're going to see things that have historically been there, whether it be a red and white spring game or other events, that just aren't going to be focused on because you don't have that loyalty, or you don't necessarily want to get the fans or other people attached to some of these players because you just have no idea. They could be here today and literally enter the transfer portal tomorrow.
I know.
And it's just, it's kind of sad. I don't know.
It is. And I'm a guy who doesn't like change a whole lot. So, I mean, I have to try to get over this. I like consistency. I like tradition. And Todd just has to get over his angry old man vibes and move on with life, I guess. But, I can take the time to lament with people like you because you get me. So, God love you. Let's move on to a story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended after throwing a ball at fans in Indiana and a treatment of a media member. So in case you did not know this or hear that, I've seen the video, and in my opinion, it's disturbing. So after the last Bucks loss there in Indiana, Pat Beverly, I would say between throws and tosses a basketball at a fan, he claims it was someone who was saying something inappropriate in the stands, misses that fan and hits another person, a woman in the head with it. A guy picks up the basketball, and I saw he literally, with a loft in the ball, tosses it back to Beverly. He gets it and whips it back at this dude. And then in the post-game presser, he basically blows off an ESPN reporter because she said she didn't listen to his podcast. And now the league is suspending him for four games in the 24-25 season. But I don't even know if this guy's going to be back with the Bucks, Brady. As a former professional athlete, what is it like being an athlete, hearing the stuff from the stands, and don't athletes at any level, but especially the pro level, it's incumbent upon them to be the bigger person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you deal with stuff, and college is pretty bad depending on which stadium or program you're playing at. But I mean, they're, flipping the bird at you. They're calling your names. They're right, behind your huddle as you're on the sideline, depending on which stadium you're at and how far away those fans are. Mm-hmm. And so you always have that, honestly. And as an athlete, college, professional, life, you're under a microscope. And not only does that pertain to on the field, but off the field, people, with media, and people want to see people do good things, but also, mess up and have a chance to highlight that. And so you have to hold yourself to a higher standard, and no doubt sports is an emotional game, and what they were saying was probably inappropriate, but you just have to have a chance to let that roll off your back. And some of the programs I've been with, they give you coaching on that too.
Really?
Just as here's what you should be expecting. Here's how we'd want to handle that. Pretty basic stuff, but provides perspective and guidance on how it should be handled.
Talking to Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion for Wisconsin Badger football. Come back and talk more with him about Snoop Dogg and turkey hunting. Maybe together. We'll see on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
For a second now, bounce to this. Laid back.
With my mind on my money.
Sipping on gin and juice, or whatever you're drinking on this Friday afternoon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? It's 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock on the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. As per usual, we appreciate our friend and ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, joining us on this Friday. He is a three-time Big Ten football champion for the Wisconsin Badgers and spent 3 years in the NFL. A turkey hunter, an appreciator of country music, and Brady, do you listen to any Snoop on your playlist?
Not as much nowadays, but back, you know, when I was playing and in the weight room and around, you know, NFL and football facilities, I listened to all sorts of different kinds of music, from rock to rap to country. Typically in the weight room, it was always fun to feel the culture of a team, because each day, especially during the summer weightlifting, strength and conditioning sessions and the winter stuff, each day had a specified type of music or a position group that got to pick the music.
Oh,
so
really?
It was always fun. Yeah, at least at Wisconsin, that's always how it operated. So, you know, typically Thursdays or Fridays were country days. You know, there's typically a rap day, a rock day.
Right.
And, anything and everything you could imagine that people would listen to. It's pretty fun.
and that's serious stuff, right? When you're in the weight room, when you're training, there's a certain vibe you want, and everybody is a little different, right? Different music motivates people differently.
100%. Yeah. So there was always some friendly competition about, you know, who was getting to pick music and what they were picking, depending on what lift we were doing that day. Mm. You know, some guys wanted heavy metal when we were hitting the squat rack. Mm. Other people, you know, the music didn't really influence how they, you know, might perform or the motivation they had, where other people, you know, were biting their arms and headbanging. They get in the squat rack, try to psych themselves up, get the adrenaline going. So You're exposed to all sorts of different personalities, just like any part of the world.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Confirmation that some former Badgers were, quote, biting their arms as they were working out at Camp Randall. I love it. Well, here you know, this is a great story. I love every part about this. Now, of course, you played in three Rose Bowls. What was the other bowl game you went to, Brady, when you were there? Was it the Cotton Bowl?
Champ Sports Bowl.
That's right, Champ Sports and three Rose Bowls. So you played in the granddaddy of them all, but some of these lesser bowls, they get goofy with the names and the sponsorships and all this and that. Well, last year, Barstool Sports, the kind of, you know, very, well, there's a lot of terms to talk about Barstool Sports, but it's focused, it's kind of a frat boys group online for sports enthusiasts. That's the way I'll describe it. And their sponsorship did not go well for the Arizona Bowl. So who have they turned to but none other than Snoop Dogg? That's right. And here now, here's what Snoop Dogg said yesterday in announcing this new bowl.
College football fans are exhausted by the constant talk around NIL, conference realignment, coach movement, transfer portal, and super conferences. So it's time that we get back to the roots of college football, when it was focused on the colleges, the players, the competition, the community, the fan experience, and the pageantry. Being a fan, coach, supporter of all levels of the game, I sent many players through my SYFL to colleges and the NFL. So it's only fitting that I step up and help get this thing right. I'm ready to bring the juice back to college football. And I'm taking my talents.
He's removing a beanie and putting on a bucket hat with the Arizona Bowl logo.
To Arizona. Believe me, Arizona, baby. I'm here to announce the new collaboration, the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. The game will be played on December 28th at the University of Arizona Stadium in Tucson, Arizona. I'll be there. Will you be there?
Brady, well, you ain't. We need to be there. It's the Snoop Bowl in Arizona. I love everything about that announcement. He's getting, he's going beyond the NIL. Just get back to playing the game, right?
I love it. I mean, it goes along with what we talked about earlier. And, you know, no doubt there will still be guys sitting out the bowl games and, you know, getting ready for the NFL draft or, you know, in the transfer portal at that time. But I like sticking the flag in the ground a little bit and kind of a little different than what you would normally see for sponsorships. You know, we see the Mayo Bowl and the Cheez-It Bowl and all that stuff. So each of those four or each of those bowl games, typically, I think they, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, they dumped mayonnaise on the coaches after they win a game. And I've seen French fries. So maybe they'll dump some gin and juice on the winning coach too.
Well, as I said yesterday, I'm sure that people will be smoking a bowl at the Snoop Bowl as well. So it could be quite a game. It could be quite a game down there in Arizona. But I think this is creative. And, you know, these bowl games have gotten so far away, except for the big ones like, you know, the Rose Bowl. So many of these lesser bowls have gotten so far away from the actual college sport that, you know, why not just bring Snoop in and have some fun with it? So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes over. Yeah. And yeah, I'm sure it'll be a fun one for the players that have the chance to play in that bowl game and the folks that can get down there and watch.
All right, as you
I
said,
know I'll tune in.
All right, absolutely. Well, as we said, you know, two things that probably a few people have said: Snoop Dogg and turkey hunting. We're a diverse program here, you understand. So fill us in. We've got about 2 minutes left here, Brady. Give us the lowdown. You are out doing on your turkey hunt, and you have bagged your turkey for the season. Give us the 411.
I have, yeah. I had the chance to take a couple of my boys out, two of the three that are of age, to kind of just tag along and take in the experience, and didn't have success, you know, actually getting a turkey during those hunts, but loved it, enjoyed it. The kids had a good time. They did well with waking up early. And then I had snuck out before the spring soccer that I coached the boys in here this spring. Mm-hmm. We had a 9 o'clock or 9:20 game and was able to sneak out before that. And not being with the kids, I was a little more mobile and was able to call some jakes in with the Tom and wasn't able to get a shot, but then was able to let them walk off, reposition, and call them back in and able to get a really nice Tom, and ended up eating some of that with the kids and my in-laws that night. So it was just an awesome experience. Got some really cool pictures with the boys, and they like messing with the feathers and all of that stuff. So it's,
well, now make sure you take that. Congrats! Make sure you take that picture to the Richel Observer, because my old boss, our friend Dale Schultz, he had his mug and his turkey on the front of the Richel Observer. He did appropriately give our friend Chet Subwalt credit for calling the turkey in. But see, you did it yourself, Brady. You called the turkey, you shot it, you bagged it, you cooked it. He does it all, Brady Ewing. Thank you so much, Brady. Really appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, absolutely. Stay tuned. Hour number two is next. Peter Rapine with a week in review from EPOB's World. Don't miss it.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and big-time fan Rich Locasio in studio. And host of Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins us to talk about Saturday night's show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.